In the years since the OPM data breach, the government has taken steps it says are making federal IT systems better protected and employees more aware of cyber risks. Now, yesterday we told you what government employees think of the ensuing effort. What about federal contractors? As part of our special series, The OPM Breach, What's Different Now, we get more from Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. So, Meredith, what did you learn from the private sector about where they think things stand 1 year on?
What government contractors told me is that 12 months after the data breaches, there's still a lot that needs to be done. But under that very broad statement are a few recommendations for the government to consider as it looks to improve its cybersecurity. One of those is get on the bandwagon when it comes to two-factor or multi-factor authentication. What I heard over and over from the contractors that I spoke with is that at minimum, the government needs to be using two-factor authentication. Here's Bob Gurley of Cognitio talking about the two-factor authentication and there not being a silver bullet for cybersecurity.
I have not seen any dramatic changes of things being asked from the contractor workforce. I have seen government leaders become more aware of security, and I have seen them push for some very important changes. One that you see discussed is called multi-factor authentication, or sometimes they'll just say two-factor authentication. Now, this is absolutely critically imperative. Everybody needs that. And same in industry. Everybody needs that in industry. If you don't have two-factor authentication, then bad guys can more easily guess your login and guess your password. Eventually, everybody gets penetrated, even the best. So we try to mount a very strong defense, but we also design for the fact that if we do get penetrated, an adversary is not going to be able to get to our most important data. And that's the same advice we give government and we give all of our commercial clients. To mount a very strong defense with multiple factors of authentication.
Gurley's thoughts were also echoed by Dave Wennergren of the Professional Services Council and a former Defense Department Deputy CIO.
It's unfortunate that there's so much of the cybersecurity hygiene, the basic blocking and tackling, that still isn't done. It's over 12 years since HSPD 12 put forward the requirement to use two-factor authentication with smart cards and PKI credentials. Still getting that in place. 8 or 9 years since the Trusted Internet Connections Program and Einstein Monitoring, still needing to get that in place. Patching of software and replacing obsolete equipment, these are all things that are at the root of the problems that OPM faced when this breach took place. IT modernization is a crucial government-wide issue. It's also a crucial cybersecurity issue. The fact that the government spends over 80% of its IT budgets on outdated legacy infrastructure and systems is not only precluding the ability to get to modern web-based solutions, but also is creating many of these cybersecurity vulnerabilities that are being exploited by hackers and sophisticated attackers.
Those hackers Wennergren talks about are able to take advantage of the government because even they have learned how to communicate.
And what do you mean by that?
Another thing that contractors say the government needs to improve upon is communication and information sharing when it comes to cybersecurity. Jerry Irvin, he's a partner and CIO at Prescient Solutions, said both government and even industry need to get more involved in information sharing. He says that while there are concerns when you raise the flag that you've been hacked, it's something that will help everyone in the long term.
There's a lot of concerns, right? The first is, hey, I'm calling the FBI and telling them I just got hacked, right? Or what if they come in and see I didn't do everything I could have, right? I mean, we think we are. We're a smaller organization, even a large organization. The sharing of that information is scary because there is going to be some liability if there was some negligence involved. So even though CISA and the ISAC information gives us the ability to share information without threat of retribution, there is still something involved if there was negligence or ignorance.
Irvin also stressed that there needs to be a greater understanding of cybersecurity and putting it up higher on the list of government priorities. You look at military budgets and intelligence budgets, which have hundreds of billions of dollars for things, but you might just get a few hundred million in a budget for cybersecurity. And all we hear from the FBI and NSA is that the next major attack is going to be cyber. He says what needs to be done concurrently is development of products and services, things that are necessary for critical infrastructure, while also getting some bills passed on Capitol Hill.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, and that's a pretty long list. Anything else that the government needs to do?
in that line of concurrent thinking, the contractors I spoke to said there needs to be a partnership between government and industry. Bob Gurley said it comes down to acknowledging that modernization wouldn't happen overnight.
Modernizing also requires cooperation between agencies, and it requires cooperation between the executive branch and the legislative branch. And there's a strong desire not to do that. And now we get into the politics realm and start pointing fingers and say, is it the fault of a dysfunctional Congress, or is it the fault of a dysfunctional administration led by people that don't want to cooperate with Congress? And you get into this blame game, and the result of the blame game is nothing is improving.
That was Bob Gurley, and Dave Winogrand says it means looking ahead and not reacting to what's behind us.
Many of the cybersecurity challenges that I just addressed are all things that we've known about for a long time, and the nature of the threat environment is ever-changing. And so in addition to the sort of basic blocking and tackling that takes care of the cybersecurity vulnerabilities we've known about for years, there's a bunch of new activities that need to take place, too. We need to move more rapidly to the cloud. In addition to modernizing our IT systems and infrastructure, we got to embrace continuous monitoring. We have to embrace what I'll describe as secure information sharing, where we look at the strong connection between strong identities, attribute-based access to systems and networks, and data-level security, and recognize the fact that we're going to have to be able to do trusted computing from untrusted devices.
All right, so Dave Winogrand has been beating this drum for quite a long time, as you say, in government and now out of government. So it sounds like the contracting community sees a donut of issues. Two-factor authentication and the technology.
Yes.
Beyond that is modernization, and beyond that is the whole
policy, budget, and acquisition.
Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, thank you for that update.
Thanks, Tom.
You can share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends, where you can also read Meredith's story.